From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Has the storm been fierce yet where you are? California, of course, has been bracing for the biggest storm of the year. Some forecasters are saying it's the biggest storm to hit the area in 5 years. The system is now upon us, so from the valley to the Sierra, there is wind, there is rain, already a little bit of snow. So we're going to check in with people all along the storm path, starting with Capital Public Radio's Katie Orr. Hello, Katie. Tell me where you are and what's happening around you.
Hi, Beth. I'm downtown at the corner of 10th and L. It's rainy and windy here, and there are not a lot of people out. In the parking garage where I typically park to go to work, there are barely any cars, so it seems like a lot of people decided to stay home today, maybe working from home, which is probably good news as the storm is expected to get worse as the day goes on.
I think there's been more rain this morning than maybe was forecast, that maybe that part of the system moved in a little faster. But something seems to have happened since last week, at least the streets that I traveled. The drains were clear. There wasn't the massive pooling of water in the streets. And I think there's been some stepped up preparation. Have you heard that from all arenas that you've been checking with?
Well, you know, I have been spending most of the morning kind of driving around Sacramento, trying to track down some sandbag sites and things like that. And as I've been traveling around, I agree with you. I really haven't dealt with many flooded streets. The rain has definitely picked up. When I was first out around 5:30 this morning, it wasn't really raining that hard. It was more of a wind issue. Mm. And I can tell you, driving on Business 80 at around 5:45 this morning, it was a little nerve-wracking. That wind was pretty strong, gusting there. And I feel like that, though, has become less of an issue now. The rain is becoming more prominent. But yeah, I haven't really run into too much flooding. It seems like, for the moment anyway, the streets are keeping up.
What's important for us to know in terms of resources? You mentioned sandbags and anything else that you've come across.
Well, yes, the city, in fact, throughout the region, there are areas that you can get sandbags, and there's a list of that on our website, capradio.org. I know that the county was offering more motel and bus vouchers to homeless people around the region so that they would have a place to go during the storm. They were saying that the Sacramento City was saying that some services may be delayed today because of the weather. While I was out this morning, I did see several trash trucks going around and making their rounds. But as the rain increases, it's possible that they will stop that for a while. So that's something that people should be expecting. And again, we keep hearing the message, if you happen to come across a down power line, do not touch it. You know, call the authorities and let them know that it is there and just assume that it's live. Stay far away from that.
All right. In a few minutes, we're going to check in with Chris Capra from SMUD. But Katie, in the meantime, let us know if you see anything or want to pass on any information. And I'll thank you and wish you some safe travels in the streets of Sacramento.
Thanks, Beth. You too.
Okay, Katie, thank you. Now let's jump over to the National Weather Service. And meteorologist Jim Matthews is joining us with the forecast. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Beth. How are you?
This is the kind of day that you have all your training for, right?
That's for sure. We're ramping things up here, and we have a lot of people to help out today.
Okay. Is this storm, as it moves in, living up to, I guess, the prediction and the hype over the last couple days about it?
Well, we thought we would get some stronger winds. The strongest winds we've had up in Redding, around 63 miles an hour, over 50 in Red Bluff. The winds have been gusting to around 40 in the Sacramento area. However, the main push of rain and a frontal system is just to the west, and it's still possible we could get stronger wind gusts in the Sacramento area through about the noon hour.
I think I heard one of our local weather folks say it's going to come down in buckets in a couple hours. So tell me what the rain picture will look like today.
Yes, Katie mentioned that the rain was beginning to pick up. In fact, on radar, just to the west of Sacramento, the heavier rain is moving in. It's moving in a east-northeast direction. It will be overspreading the Sacramento area from now through the noon hour and into the afternoon. And we expect 2 to 3 inches of rain in the Sacramento area from this system.
Some days ago, we were hearing talk of as much as 5 inches. So did the system shift northward?
Well, it's slowed down a little bit, in fact, quite a bit. So the rain is actually arriving in our area later than what we thought a few days ago. But because it's moving slower now, that would mean more rain for areas from Sacramento and then eventually eastward into the Sierra later this afternoon and overnight tonight.
And then tell me what happens with the winds tonight and into tomorrow.
They'll be decreasing. So after this main push of heavy rain moves through, the winds will slacken off. So if we can just hang on there, hold on for another couple of hours, you should see the winds decrease during the afternoon.
Okay, Jim, and give me a peek at the weekend, because I've heard there's another system hanging out there.
Well, the forecast for the weekend looks dry right now, but we're looking at another system possibly early to the middle part of next week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for your time and your information today, Jim.
You're very welcome, Beth. Everybody stay dry out there.
Thanks a lot. That's meteorologist Jim Matthews from the National Weather Service. Let's go a little further up the mountain, and Pascal Fussholer, who operates Ubinet.com, always seems to have great information with regard to activity that's happening on the planet Earth in this part of the world, and that includes fires, it includes mudslides, and of course Stormwatch, which we're in the midst of. So hello, Pascal. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Beth.
I want to jump right away to that issue of mudslide, because I think you have been reporting on at least one that I know about.
Mudslides, yes. There are several. There are rock slides and mudslides right now. Anywhere from Plumas County, there are rocks in roadways all over Nevada County. We're getting now more reports of power outages, because our night, the storm was relatively quiet here overnight, but it is now definitely, the winds have definitely picked up, and so is has the rain. And we have reports, Highway 70 in Plumas County is currently open, but they cleared out the mudslide and the rocks, but they, Caltrans is urging extreme caution. A big concern also is the burn scar of the King Fire.
Right.
I had the opportunity to go out there last week, and besides the fact that it looked like a very, very dead landscape, and it was very eerie, because especially for U.S. radio people, there was not one sound. There was not one bird or even mosquitoes. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this rain is now... will create problems. And yesterday, the El Dorado National Forest said that mudslides are basically inevitable, and that can definitely cause problems for the hydropower generation, both for SMUD and for Placer County Water Agency.
You sent us some pictures of your visit out to the land, and we'll post them at capradio.org. And again, at ubinet.com, you have up-to-the-moment weather information. Your partner in Ubinet, Susan, is a Skywarn member. What is that, Pascal? What does that mean?
Those are volunteers that work with the National Weather Service, and in this case, National Weather Service in Sacramento. We are also COCORAS members, which is the Community Collaborative on Rain, Hail, and Snow. We report every day, report precipitation, what type of precipitation. And Skywarn is the National Weather Service, of course, has done a fantastic job of putting out the information about the storm and keeping everybody updated. Now, anything that is out of the ordinary that they did not forecast, Skywarn members are then will report it back to the Weather Service, and that's one of the ways that the National Weather Service can do, can keep people and the media and the folks at large really up to date with the latest information.
Okay, and you're probably not going to be at any kind of a snow level. This has been such a warm system. You're not anticipating snow, are you, Pascal?
We are not anticipating snow here. We are in Nevada City. And for our snow levels, the last I saw, snow levels might be on Friday, may go down to 4,500 feet with this storm, but it is a very warm storm. However, I think you just heard National Weather Service is talking about another storm coming on probably Tuesday through Thursday, and that one, actually, we could see some snow, and we could have really nice winter landscape here.
Ah, you sound hopeful about snow. There are a lot of people
snow
that
is good.
Share that sentiment. All right, Pascal, let us know if anything happens in the next hour that we can share with everybody else. It's always a pleasure to talk to you as well.
Will do. Thanks so much for having us, Beth.
That's Pascal Fussholer. We have posted a link to yubanet.com, a great site for lots of information in the foothills area. But let's move on up to the Sierra. We've got Andy Wirth, the president and CEO of Squaw Valley Holdings, on the line. Squaw Valley Holdings operates Squaw Valley and Alpine Meadows ski resorts. Hello, Andy.
Well, good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good. Are you sitting looking out the window just waiting and waiting?
You know, I am. We've been looking at this storm for better part of 9 or 10 days, and it's shaped up well. The two models, the European and GDS model, agree in terms of this being a big storm. So we're actually very, very enthusiastically awaiting the arrival of this storm. It's been delayed a little bit, but we have good reason to believe that it'll leave our upper half of the mountain with about 40 inches of snow by the time it leaves Friday night, Saturday morning.
Are you getting yet any of the early winds that are at the front of it?
You know, we are. Actually, commencing last night about 3 a.m., 6 a.m., we started getting pretty heavy winds. In fact, we had some front edge winds yesterday afternoon. But yeah, the wind's pretty much picked up. And for instance, down here at the Reno Tahoe Airport, there's been some preemptive cancellations due to the wind, not the snow, by some of the major airlines. So yeah, we're definitely seeing the wind, which frankly is, avoiding the cliche, a good harbinger.
Right. I was just going to ask you about the Reno airport, because actually Sacramento Airport has canceled some flights or delayed them to and from SFO. I'd heard that Reno had some closures. And of course, San Francisco has upwards of nearly 200 flights that are canceled. But it sounds, Andy, like it's going to move through, drop the snow. And for people who love the snow and want to come up there, it sounds like the weekend could be okay, doesn't it?
No, I appreciate that, Beth. In fact, it looks like the weekend's going to be phenomenal. We are very much in all of Tahoe back in the game. We have been operating 12 lifts at Squaw Valley since last weekend. So actually, the snow over the past 3 weeks in the upper half of the mountain's been quite favorable, quite good. So this is 40 inches of snow anticipated to fall on already a pretty decent upper mountain base. The good news is, while we're sensitive to the inconvenience rendered upon people down in Sacramento and the Bay Area, very thoughtfully so, but at the same time, we're thrilled about what things are going to probably look like Saturday morning and Sunday for skiing. And then as Jim mentioned, you mentioned actually, and Jim agreed, it looks like we're going to have quite a bit of snow out of this storm, phenomenal skiing Saturday and Sunday, and then a really great blessing of another foot and a half of snow on top of that come this Tuesday, Wednesday storm.
Well, that 40-inch base sounds so good to just the snowpack in general that we depend on for our water sources in addition to the snow. I was remembering December of last year, and you can tell me from the ski area point of view, but I know my garden froze. It was the end of it because it was so cold, but extremely dry, too. This was not the kind of December we had last year at all.
No, that's quite true. This is all in the context and the truths of climate change. It's all in the truths and the challenges of our state and our region's challenges with drought. And I think this is going to have a significant impact on the drought, but it's not a drought buster. We're still not out of the woods. So we understand that it's all good, but gosh, you're exactly right. In the context of where we were last year and the year before, this is a dramatically different situation, not just with the snow that's incoming tonight and tomorrow, but also the snow to date. We're in a good weather pattern. We're quite optimistic on what the next 30 to 45 days is looking like relative to what the scientists are telling us, what the meteorologists are saying.
One more detail. Would you give me elevation numbers when you say upper mountain? And I think you go up to 12,000 feet at Squaw Valley, but give me some specific information that skiers will want to know.
Yeah, sure. So as your previous person indicated, the snow levels will be high at first, but then dropping down. And we anticipate snow top to bottom commencing tonight through tomorrow night. And, you know, basically that's at lake level for us, which is 5,800 feet. The base of our mountain's at 6,200. And so basically by the time the storm leaves, we'll have top to bottom coverage. But the great news is the top, call it 2,000 vertical feet of our mountains, both Alpine Meadows and Squaw Valley, we'll be receiving in the neighborhood of 40 inches.
All right, Andy. It's all good news, I guess, from your perspective. So as long as everybody's safe, it should be a fun weekend in the snow.
No, that's exactly right. Again, got to be safe, and our operations team is set, ready to go. This is what we do. We're of the mountains. We're in the mountains. This is what we do. We're welcoming the storm, but it's also very much with the understanding that for many people this is inconvenient. By the time the storm clears out, we think we'll have a beautiful vista of the Sierras covered with snow.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Thank you so much, Andy. Nice to talk to you.
You too, Beth. Take care.
That's Andy Wirth, President and CEO of Squaw Valley Holdings. And for one more update, let's check in right now with Chris Capra from SMUD, because there have probably been more issues with power outages than anything else so far as this storm settles into the area. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Do you want to give me the scope of power outages? And are we having issues with lines down because of falling trees or just the wind?
Mostly it's wind-related outages at this point, lines flopping into each other, things of that nature. We have 18 active outage events going on right now, affecting about 750 customers. The good news is, though, we've been able to restore about 400 customers in the last hour. So this is a number that goes up and down throughout the morning. We are, as you mentioned, seeing a lot of wind, and that's causing probably most likely fuse-related outages. These are outages where fuse pops on a transformer. Mm-hmm. A troubleshooter can respond to that and replace that fuse pretty quickly and get folks back into power. So we are seeing quick restorations this morning considering the weather.
So where are the new or current areas of power outage right now?
Probably the biggest areas affected are Carmichael and the city of Sacramento. So when you think about that, you're thinking probably about tree-related outages, maybe branches into lines, or, as I mentioned before, lines slapping together, because we also have a lot of overhead infrastructure, poles and wires in those neighborhoods where wind would affect those lines.
I see that there are more than 50,000 customers in San Francisco without power, too. Do you want folks to report when they have an outage?
We certainly do, and it's 888-456-SMUD. Or 7683. If you have an outage, go ahead and call it in. And we also advise that you also ask your neighbors first, you know, to see if their power's out. If it's not, and it's only your house, it may be your circuit breaker. Those pop for whatever reason on days like this when we have a lot of surges and things because of the weather. So it's a good idea to go out and check that, only if it's safe, of course. See if that main breaker popped, and if it has, push it back into place. If not, go ahead and give us a call.
Okay, great information. Thanks so much, Chris. Stay safe out there.
Thanks for having us.
That's Chris Capra with SMUD. And stay with Capital Public Radio for storm coverage, resources, satellite weather maps, and more. Our digital team is very busy today. We'll bring you a storm update later in the program, and you can follow the developments online at capradio.org. Also, let us know about your storm experience as the day goes on. You can do that by email, by Facebook, or by Twitter. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.